what we can do. Amen? Come on. Let's go with the message, follow the leader. Follow the leader. Little series, little 3-4 message series we're doing. This is message number 3, follow the leader. Today's message in this hour, we preached a different message all morning. I've had a blast doing it. I've been growing and just excited all morning long. Would you say that with me? He, so I. Say that with me again. He, so I. Amen. Let's talk about it this morning. Let's go and see what we can see today. Little series on following the leader, Jesus Christ. Last week we talked about his humility and things like that in our message. If you weren't with us, we did that. This was a verse we used, Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, say it with me, endured the cross. That's why I love that song. You felt a little bit of it. Despising the shame. And he's now set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So, we looked at that scripture last week as we gave this message. Humility plus heart equals history. I mentioned a book that I read. Not a Christian book, but a book on leadership. And what makes companies last. And how do they last after the leader's gone. Okay? And so we read that book this summer. Saw a symposium out in Vail, Colorado. And wanted the book. And they found out two things. The leader at the top was humble. And the leader, he or she, had heart. Whatever it took, however tough it got, they stuck with it, man. Didn't quit. Amen? Passion. And the rest is history. That's what they found out. And that was what the book was about. So, when I read that book, it was interesting to me. I kept thinking of Jesus. Though he wasn't in the book, I kept thinking of him. Nobody was humble like he was. Nobody had heart and passion like Jesus did. And the rest is what? And we celebrate history today, don't we? Come on. It ain't just history. It's reality. It's part of our life now. Amen? Praise God. So, let's move with the message, Raj. So that verse, Hebrews 12:2, taught us that Jesus ran with joy. He ran with joy. He humbled himself. Wasn't a whiner. No. He humbled himself. Whatever it was, he did it. Amen. And then he endured the cross. Endured the cross. That's what heart means. Endurance. 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 Passion. He endured the cross. Even though he despised the shame, didn't like the shame, didn't keep him from enduring the cross. Amen. Say. And then he arose from the dead. That's history. That's history. Whether you believe it or not, I want you to believe it, but it's a fact. It's happened. And we're changed, and people all over the world and for centuries now have followed Christ, and they're in heaven now. Amen. Pray. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, Jesus arose from the dead. He sits at the right hand of God the Father. So, that's what Hebrews 12:2 taught us. Now, let's move forward. He arose, I rise. Say that with me. He arose, so I what? I rise. Let's look at it. We'll just keep walking. He arose, so I arise. What does that mean? I just thought about some things this week in my office. What does the fact that he arose, I rise mean to me? Here's what it means to me. Y'all with me? Hang on. He arose, so I arise. He arose, so I rise, and I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. Okay? Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to move? Since he arose from the dead, are you willing to get up and say, I believe in Jesus Christ, myself. Whether mama does or not, you're listening or not, say. You all right? He arose, so I arise. What's the Bible say? Jesus said unto her, speaking to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. You believe this? Amen? Or, oh, me? Amen. Yeah. He arose, so I arise. Guys, there's just no middle ground here. You can't say, well, Grandma, you know, I'm going to heaven because Grandma. And when are you going to grow up and realize you got to take personal responsibility? And part of that is taking responsibility for what happened this day. He arose, so what you going to do? You listening or not? Can you say, I rise? One more time, I rise. Yeah, he arose, so I what? Yeah, he did that part. Now it's our turn. I rise. Absolutely. Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, interesting, watch this, and you believe in your heart, that's way down deep inside of you, that what? That God did what? Hath raised him or Jesus from the dead, you shall be what? He arose, and part of my rising up is accepting that he arose. Got that or not? Is that too complicated? I don't think so. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. There it is. What are you going to do with it? Got it? Yes or no? Good. I love that. Yes. Flat out. Yes. He arose, so I do what? I arise and accept Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. Jesus died for me. Jesus arose for me. Jesus loves me. Amen. Would you say that with me? Come on. Jesus died for me. Jesus arose for me. Jesus loves. I was talking to somebody today. Loved them. They're sweet. But want me to pray for them about needs in their life. I can't make all their problems go away. But he can certainly help. Amen. Say. And a relationship with him. And so when I question that, oh yes, I'm a believer, but when I question, Father, but do you believe in Jesus Christ? Well, I believe in God and church. And whoa, back it up. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, cast all your care upon me, I care for you. But if you don't have him, none of that's worth a dime. Yes or no? Say. So, man, come on. We try to get the healing and everything on with me. How about get Jesus? How about that? Amen. How about get everlasting life? Wouldn't that be nice? Say. How about get sins forgiven? How about that? Amen. Say, come on. How about get some good teaching from the Word of God to help you live down here on this planet? Wouldn't that be nice? Say. Come on, boy, I want a quick fix. Well, I'm sorry. Oh, the fix was pretty good. He did it on the cross and he rose from the dead. But do you believe him? He arose, so I what? I rise. I believe I matter to Jesus. And guess what? He matters to me. Have you got to that place in your life? Have you got that first one, he arose, so I rise down and I accept him as my personal Lord and Savior? But could you? I'm sorry, buddy. I know. I'm messing with you. Can you say that with me? I believe I matter to Jesus, and he matters to me. And I know if you're honest, and I join with you, we've lived our life so many times with believing in Jesus and believe that Jesus matters. You know, we matter to him. But does he really matter to you? When are you going to get to that place in your life? Why not now? Say, wait, ain't now a good time? Say. Come on. He arose, so I what? I rise. Let's look at another one. He arose, so I rise. It's just me, just in my office. It's Bible. He arose, so I arise and do what? Follow him. Not only do I believe that he's my personal Lord and Savior, I put my faith and trust in Jesus. Absolutely, because he arose, I rise and I do that. But because he arose, I rise and follow him. I follow him now. Why wouldn't I? It's a great life to follow Christ. I was telling the earlier crowd today, his cross is my cross. That was the title of the message. I don't know what it is in my life that's happened, other than we've been a lot of mess over the years. I understand that. You know, and struggle and having to deal with stuff. That's life, right? But something has happened to me where I have more of a boldness for Christ. And I'm not getting your face boldness. I get in your face a little here, but trust me, I'm really nice out there. But I'm just not ashamed of Christ. I'm not ashamed of Christ. Why should I be ashamed of Christ? Say, I go into a restaurant or something, and you think I'm not going to say my blessing or something because I'm ashamed? Have you lost your mind? I love to eat. Are you kidding me? Or whatever. I go to a place.
some cash register, whatever, and they say, you know, and that, you know, instead of saying thank you, well, God bless you. Why wouldn't I say that? Say. Not ashamed of Christ. Give him the credit. People ask me questions. Give him the glory. Why wouldn't I say? Not ashamed of Christ. Following Christ is a good thing. Say that with me. Following Christ is a good thing. You ain't one of them Christ followers. I sure is. But I'm still normal. Oh, yeah. I still might honk at you. Get out of the way. Come on. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I what? And the life... Oh, and I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's a choice I make. Do you hear me or not? I'm crucified with Christ. And yeah, I'm still alive. But now Christ lives in me. And the life I live by faith in him. It's a choice to follow Christ. Amen, yes or no? Paul said three little words. I die how often? Daily. I die daily. That's what Paul said. I die daily. That's that idea. See, Jesus has already been crucified. He ain't getting crucified no more. It's your turn. It's my turn. And we're not talking about the world crucifying us, guys. We're talking about us doing that for us. Yes or no? Say. I need to die to things in my life. That's called following Jesus Christ. Amen. Say. And it's a good thing. How many are so glad God has helped you to overcome some crap in your life and you're happy that it's gone? I'm glad it's gone, baby! Don't make me better than nobody. No, I'm just happier. Amen. Say. We could talk all day on things we've done, couldn't we? Money we've wasted. How many wasted some money on some crazy living? Can I see your hand? That crazy living out there. Aren't you glad? Say, wouldn't you rather help somebody? Feed your family? Do something good for the glory of God? It's a better way to live life, I'm just telling you. Following Christ. Keep looking, Raj. What we got? I beseech you, therefore, brethren. We're talking about he arose, so I arise and follow him. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your what? Reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Yeah. By the renewing of your mind, that's where I'm go crazy right up here, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God for your life. Because he arose, I can rise and follow him. Amen. I can be different. I can think different. How many think different now because of Christ in your life? I just think different. Doesn't mean you get it right all the time, but I'm glad that he's in my mind now, aren't you, say? I sure am glad when I go to the beach and I see the stars like I did this morning. The old Gary, before I knew Christ, I wouldn't say, boy, my father made that. It's open. Knowing God has given me a whole appreciation for creation and for people, and you treat people different when you know they're made in the likeness and in the image of God, don't you say? You don't have to be as mean as a snake as you've always been when you know Jesus, say. It helps, man. Follow him. Absolutely. And when he called the people unto him, Jesus speaking, and his disciples also called those as well, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him do what? Deny himself, take up his cross, and do what? Follow me. For whosoever will save his life is going to lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and for the gospel's sake shall do what? Save it. Save it. If it's all about you and you living your life and what you want, I'm going to tell you something. You might be talented and you might be doing pretty good right now. I'm going to tell you something one day. You're going to lose. I've counseled people all the time. They're talented, they're this or that, and then they call me. Because they don't know what to do. They're good people. They might even be Christ believers. but they're not really Christ followers. And when the fire hits the fan and their talent is over, then what? Amen, say. He arose, so I arise by choice and follow Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of Him. Say that with me. I'm not ashamed of Him. I'm just trying to encourage you today. Jesus has all power, all authority, and all ability. He has all power, all authority, and all ability. Amen? Why in the world wouldn't I want to follow Him? Say, why don't I want to follow one who has all power, all ability? Amen? Jesus guides me. He helps me, and He does what? Transforms me. That's the beauty of following Christ. And like I said, I mean, I'm even noticing it more in my latter years, right recently, how God's been helping me to follow Him. Boy, you know you're following when things are rough sometimes, don't you say? And you can still bear up. Amen. Say, that's the Lord, that's for sure. When you want to punch somebody and you don't, isn't that nice? Say, come on. Praise the Lord. Come on. So, He arose, so I arise. I arise and accept Him as my personal Savior. I personally believe in Him. He arose, so I arise and I follow Him. He arose. Now, hang on. We're talking about Resurrection Day today and what He did. He arose, so I arise and I receive His comfort and encouragement. We don't all do that. I didn't do it for years. He arose, so I arise and receive His comfort and encouragement. What do I mean? Because He arose, He's there for me. I mean, I can hook up with that. I can connect with that. Look at what the Bible says. Jesus, about Jesus. He's despised and rejected of men. He's a man of sorrows. He's acquainted with grief. How many grieved a little before? Yeah. He can help you, man. And we hid, as it were, our faces from Him. He was despised and we esteemed Him not. Surely He's borne our griefs, He's carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we're what? We're healed. Now, I don't want to be ugly today. A lot of people say that verse right there teaches you ain't supposed to ever get sick. It doesn't teach that. I've met a lot more people sick in the head than sick in the body. You listening to me or not? A whole lot more people sick in the head out there. You might not have no disease, but you're sick in the head. Listen, it's incredible what knowing Christ can do for your life. Can radically change you. And yeah, because He was wounded for me, He was bruised for me, He was beaten for me to tap into Him and to know that He can relate to me and He wants to encourage me and help me. He's a friend that sits closer than a brother. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. Are you kidding me? That's life-changing. Amen? I'm not alone. Not only am I not alone, I've got the One who has all authority, all ability, and all power batting for me. Amen? Life-changing. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. I love this verse right here. Say it with me. That He, by the grace of God, help me now, should do what? Taste death for every man. Don't you love that He tasted death for you? I mean, can we thank Him for that? That's, I think we'll just give Him a little thanks. Thank you. Because He arose, I arise. Because He went through the cross and the suffering, and now He's resurrected, I can resurrect. I don't have to whine all the time. Listen, out of the mouth that used to complain can come praise. I can now look at situations that are bad and they look horrible, and we can blame, or we can see how God meant it for our good. Are you listening or not? Are you going to rise and think like that? Are you going to rise and be like that? Because He arose, you can do mighty things in your life. Amen. Say, y'all with me or not? Have I lost you this morning?
For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but he was in all points tempted, just like we are, yet without sin. Ain't nothing I go through that he don't understand. Do you arise and want that in your life? Boy, I do. Let us therefore come what? One more time, because we sound weak. Come on. Let us therefore come what? You'll never come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find help in a time of need if you don't rise up and know in your heart that Jesus Christ wants to encourage you. He loves you. He has not left you alone. He sent you the Holy Spirit of the living God, which actually the Holy Spirit's name means comforter. Say that. Holy Spirit's name means what? That's what it means. So many of us miss that too. We're looking for some higher, some thrill. You know what? I think the greatest thing on the planet is when you hurt and getting some help. How about that? Say amen. Say. That's why he's here. Tap into that. Amen? Because he arose, I can rise. And I can receive his comfort and encouragement. Jesus was despised for me. Jesus was rejected for me. Jesus suffered for me. Jesus was wounded for me. Jesus did what? And you can't make it? You can't make it through whatever's going on in your life? Are you kidding me here? Say. Don't expect me when you come to me for counseling that I'm going to tap you on the head and go, oh, I agree with you. You can't make it. Why would I do that? Sure, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes or no? Yeah, but you ain't never had this. You don't know what I have had. That's just you making another excuse to stay in the crap you're in. Excuse me. You ain't supposed to say that on Easter, are you? Sorry. Come on, guys. Y'all right? Say. Can you say this loud? Jesus and Jesus. One more time. Jesus and Jesus. How's that feel? Do you accept that? Or are you going to go, well, nobody knows, nobody cares? You keep saying that long enough, and we all going to agree with you. You're going to find us a new friend. Aren't you glad Jesus is not like us? He's a friend that sits closer than a brother. Amen? Because we'd leave you. Sorry. He arose, so I arise. This message ain't going to go on forever. Trust me. So what have we learned today? Just a little bit on Easter Sunday morning. Keep in mind all different messages in case you're like, he didn't preach on the resurrection. Oh, we've done that all morning. Yeah, and we're doing it now. We're just bringing it to real life right here today, our life. Amen? Say. He arose, so I arise, and I receive Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. Can you say you've done that? Flat out, absolutely, not way back when, but today's calendar, today, right now, I am in Christ, I am saved, I know Christ, I've done that without a shadow of a doubt, I'm in Him today. You ought to be able to say that. If you can't, you missed it. Number two, He arose, so I arise and follow Him. I follow Him. It's my choice. He was crucified on that cross. Now it's time for Gary Clark to crucify himself and deny himself and to live for Christ and not be ashamed of Him. Number three, He arose, so I arise and I receive encouragement now and comfort. So many of us are like me, proud, don't want to bother God. I would pray for other people, love on other people, help other people, but hardly ever would pray for myself. I said that. I was the preacher who didn't pray. Oh, I prayed for other people, not me. I'm good. I'll be fine. That's not good, is it? I'm glad I learned that I matter and I have value. Say that with me. I matter and I have. Isn't that awesome? Say. Where are you at? If I'm like that, I bet you there's people in here just like me. Especially guys. Here's the last one, I think. He arose, so I arise. And I have confidence knowing that I am a conqueror and I'm an overcomer through Jesus Christ. Amen. Can we praise Him this morning? Come on. Yeah.
But the funny thing is, we all want to get there first. Don't we?
Yeah, that's why those tent meetings are good and them TV shows with the TV preachers get a lot of money. Because we want a quick fix. That's why I put it last. Amen? Say, believing in Him, following Him, knowing Him, that He loves you and comforts you and cares for you. How in the world can you be a conqueror for Jesus Christ when you don't know Him like that? Amen? Yes or no? Making sense to some folk? And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God. To them who are the what? Called according to His purpose. Keep reading. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can what? Don't you like that? Yes or no? Don't you want that? He arose so I can have that. Man, that's mine. Who can be against me? A lot of people can, but ain't going to mean a hill of beans. The devil in heaven, oh, he died, whatever. Jesus is like, shut up. Okay? Amen. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us, what? How shall not He with Him also freely give us what? And don't go kooky on that verse. Getting your new house and new car and all that good stuff. There's a lot more to life than that. Very few people kill themselves because they didn't get the new car. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Few people shoot up because, I didn't get the apartment I wanted. They do that because they don't think they matter, they don't have value, and they don't know there's hope in Jesus Christ. Amen? Yes or no? So this is talking a little bit more than just stuff. Uh-oh, nearly failed. That would have been horrible. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifies. We're talking about being that conqueror. He arose so I can arise and have confidence. No, I'm a conqueror and an overcomer. Who is he that condemns? Anybody ever condemned you? Say, let me see your hand. Somebody condemned you, flat out. Let me ask you this. How many of you condemned you? Can I see your hand? You would condemn you. Put yourself down. Isn't this great? Who is he that condemns? It's Christ that died. Yea, that's rather what? Risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God. I love this verse. Who also is right there, right now, making what for us? Intercession. He arose, guys, so you can actually get up and have an incredible life for Christ. Isn't that beautiful? It is to me. I love it. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? I'm a conqueror. I'm an overcomer. Nothing's ever going to separate me from His love. Shall tribulation, distress, whatever sob story you want to put in there, it ain't going to work. He loves you to pieces. Amen. Come on. Just do you know that? He's never going to leave me. Yeah, but other people left me. He ain't the leaving kind. Amen. Shall distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword? As it's written, for your sake we're killed all the day long. We're accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But wait a minute. No. In all these things, sit with me. We're more than what? Through Him that loved us. That word conqueror. Look at that right there. See that sign? Do it again, Raj. That word conqueror. You know what that word conqueror is in the Greek? Take a wild guess. Nike, you didn't know you knew Greek, did you? Do it again. We're more than what? Where you go? Roger left me. And all these things were more than what? Conquerors. It means what? Nike. Man, every time you see a swish on a shoe, you can say, hey, man, I'm a conqueror in Jesus Christ. Amen? That's where that came from. We're more than conquerors through Christ, man, who loved us. For I am persuaded, and that's what the resurrection can do for all of us. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our what? I'm gonna hush. I'm almost done, right? Listen, that's why you don't want to put your faith in a church. You don't want to put your faith in a man. You don't want to put your faith in your own good works, because I'm going to say something to you. All that's going to separate you from the love of God. Did you hear me or not? You putting your trust in anything else, in anyone else other than the risen Savior, one day you're going to think you're going to make it, and you ain't. You're going to find out, oh my God, I was separated. I was separated because I did it this way or that way instead of the way. Yes or no? Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He arose, so I arise. Amen? Are we good, Raj? So, we're going to do what? Follow the... Praise the Lord for His Word this morning. We're done. I know you look tired. Amen. Thank you, man. Praise the Lord.